Hey, good morning. So the Ramban is on Perek Chaf, Pasuk Ches, in the Seres HaDibros, about Shabbos. The Chorus, Yom HaShabbos, Mikad Shabbos. You should remember Shabbos to sanctify it. Or it's still simply. Okay. So it seems like a pretty innocent Pasuk. There's a long Ramban on this Pasuk. I didn't quote the entire thing, but much of it. Says the Ramban, Zachor es yom ha-shabbos l'kasho. Achar sh'tziva sh'na'amin b'shem ha-miyuchad yisparach shivu ha-nimtza, hu ha-borei, hu ha-mevin, v'ha-yachol. So after Hashem commanded us in the Aseret HaDibros, right, Enochi Hashem lokech, you look at what the Ramban says over there, on all the beginning of the Aseret HaDibros, you should believe in Hashem, that He exists, that He's the creator, He's aware, He understands what's going on in our lower worlds, He's able to intervene in our lower worlds. All of our beliefs, all of the koach we have, should be given to Him. We shouldn't put our faith in human beings or any sort of natural force. We should all channel it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should honor the remembrance of His name. Hashem commanded us to make this sign in remembrance continuously that He created everything. That's the idea of Shabbos. So we're supposed to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Supposed to remember Him and Shabbos and the Gemara, at least according to some of the Tanaim, is equivalent. Someone does keep Shabbos equivalent to serving Avodah Zarah. Somehow this represents the awareness of Hashem's creating the world and Hashem being the creator of the world. That's the yisod of Shabbos. V'amar zachar et yom haShabbos l'kasha. Remember Shabbos to sanctify it. V'mishnah Torah, in Devarim it says, kasuv shamor et yom haShabbos l'kasha. Right? Famous chiluk between the two Aseres HaDibros. Here it says Zachor, and there in the Devarim it says Shamo. You should guard. Remember versus guard. Shabbos to sanctify it. The Rabboseinu Amru Bazer, the Chachamim say, Chazal say, Zachor v'Shamor v'Dibor Echad Nemru. Zachor v'Shamor were said simultaneously. What exactly does that mean? I'm not exactly sure. I think their mind is actually going to kind of maybe address a little bit what that means practically. Like, it was literally they heard the two words at once. Was that they heard, I don't know, maybe the whole idea of Nevuah, I'm not sure how Nevuah works, but it could be you don't even hear words exactly, you hear like the ideas of the words, and somehow the idea of the word was Zachor and Shamor together. I don't know how these things work. But somehow the idea of Zachor and Shamor were conveyed to them simultaneously. The Ramban is just noting there's other very subtle, slight differences in Lashonos, like an extra vav, a missing vav. You know, maybe the words are written slightly differently between the first Aseres HaDibros and the second set of Aseres HaDibros. And Chazal don't really make a big issue out of it. But Dafka here, Zachor and Shomer, they did. Because if you look at the word Zachor and the word Shomer, it's not only saying the same idea in slightly different ways, it's actually saying almost opposite or very, very different ideas. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos means we should do something. Do something on Shabbos to remember it. Or we're going to say that means to make Kiddush. We should do something on Shabbos, the mitzvah's asay, to remember Shabbos. Tiva shenizkor Yom HaShabbos l'kacho v'no nishkachei. We should remember to sanctify it, not to forget it. V'shamor etzla mitzvah's lo saseh. Chazal explained the word shamor. Right, guard Shabbos, that means that make sure not to do any sort of malacha, any sort of iser. That represents the lo saseh. Don't be mechal Shabbos. That's shamor. Shekol mokom shenemar hishamer. Ten ve'al inu ela lo saseh. The Gemara says, "Use lashonos." How do you even translate? Hishamer, like guard yourself. Lest pen ve'al don't. Those are all keywords for lo saseh. So yasir shenishmar oso lekasho shlo nechalalei. We have to guard it to keep it holy. Not to be mechal Shabbos. Ve'ein roi lemoshe sheyachliv divrei Hashem mimitzvas aseh lemitzvas lo saseh. So it could be. This is a whole discussion for those who were here last year. Right? No, in Bava Vastra? I'm trying to remember. The Tosfos at the very beginning of the Masechta, it was in Gittin, right? The Tosfos about somehow like kind of the issue of the nature of Sefer Devarim comes up. I'm trying to remember why. Doesn't that come up somehow? In terms of like, why does that come up? Like, we're Lomashan right now. Exactly. The parts of Sifos and Sumos and how to count the lines and the lines of the Get, exactly. Okay, so Lomaisa, somehow, this is all Machlokas Rishonim. I'm sure, I would imagine you guys did it last year, the guys were Rishonim Bet, but somehow Devarim is a slightly different, I don't even know how to say it properly without going against certain Rishonim. But maybe it's a slightly different Gilui than the rest of the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is Mamish. Moshe Rabbeinu is just writing down exactly what Hashem says. And the Devarim has more input. how much input that is a very little input, and maybe more input is machlokas rishonim. But the idea that, okay, the first that was said in our parsha of Zachar is Yemash Shabbos Lakasha is clearly Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, exactly those exact words. So it's not really for Moshe Rabbeinu in Devarim to switch it to Shamar. Doesn't make sense. He's switching it from a Aseh to a Los Aseh. Avalim Hirslif B'Dibur Hashemi V'Chol Tzmuna V'Amar Kol Tzmuna V'Chisar and Vav. If there are these very subtle differences, it says here, V'Chol Tzmuna, and there it says Kol Tzmuna by Avodah Zarah. V'Hosif Osa, and the Vav is added to B'Vi'al Shaleshim, not Al Shaleshim, V'Chen Kol Geyote V'Zeh B'Shar Dibros in the Kachlum Ki HaKol Echad. The other subtle differences are not, the Chazal aren't going to make a bigger issue out of that. There's probably a reason to it, but they're not going to make a bigger issue out of it because it's all the same meaning. But here they're really bothered. Why would Moshe Rabbeinu switch it? If it's taking it from an ase to a los ase, but tam hazeh lo yisbal osa elamisha eno ragil v'talmud. I had no idea what was going on in this line. So I looked at my Ramban, my bigger Ramban. And this explanation that I'm giving the only person who would not be able to stand it, won't be able to accept it, is only somebody who doesn't know how to learn Torah properly, doesn't know how to learn Gemara properly. Who's he ripping on? Have any footnotes there in the article? Apparently the Ibn Ezra said something about the Zachar and Shamor that Eina Daso Velososa or something like this shot is like Zachar and Shamor Dibur Echad Nemru doesn't make any sense. Ramban says it only doesn't make sense if somebody doesn't know how to learn Gemara properly. That's what the Ramban says. He says, of course, this is the pshat. That's what Chazal are picking up on Zachar and Shamor. I didn't look back at the Ibn Ezra to see exactly what he says and what his shot is, but that's what I saw in my footnote. Okay. So against Chazal, there is the Dibur Echad. He says this is an explanation. The Ramban is not like that. Very good. Very good. Umefurish Amru, it says explicitly in the Gemara, Nashim Chayavos v'Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. How do you know that women are Chayavos v'Doraisa and Kiddush? Shnemar Zachar v'Shamor, because there's this hekesh between Zachar and Shamor. Because somehow they were said simultaneously. Kol Sheyeshno b'Shmira, Yeshno b'Zchir. Just like the woman can't be Mechal Shabbos, you also have to do Kiddush if you be Zocher Shabbos, Zocher Shabbos. V'Honi Nash Shehol v'Isnu b'Shmira, Isnu b'Zchir. Shanash Chayavos b'Shmira, Shalkom Yisbolot Aseh Hin Chayavos, Lo Hayu Chayavos b'Zchir, Shivis Aseh Shmanan Goram, Nashim Turot, Ela Shvikish, Hazeh, Hekish, Hazeh Mechayavos. The only reason that Chayavos Midor Reis and Kiddush is because of this Hekish. V'Ani Tama, now the Ramban's asking, Im Kain, Zachar v'Shomer v'Pi HaGvura. If they're both somehow said simultaneously from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lama lo nichta b'lukos harishonos? Why doesn't it say, right, Zachar v'Shomer is Yom HaShabbos l'kasho? Why do we have this discrepancy? V'itachin shehi b'lukos harishonos, shehaya b'lukos harishonos, uvishnios, I'm sorry, I'm saying it the wrong time, the wrong way, the whole way, I think. I thought that what the Ramban has been saying until now is that really Zachar v'Shomer b'Dibur Echad Ne'amru. And now in Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu said Shamor because we only said Zachar the first time. I think what the Ramban is saying now is that in the first Luchos it said Zachar, and the second Luchos it said Shamor, not B'Dibur Echad Ne'amru. I don't know. Let's not assume that for now, but I'm not exactly sure to clarify this point afterwards. We know there. But somehow they were said simultaneously, or both of them were said. So lama lo nichta b'lukos harishonos? Why weren't they both said at the same time? B'takin shay b'lukos harishonos v'shniot kasav Zachar. It could be that it really was only written Zachar. But really the pshat is that even though it was only written one way, but it was told to them by Har Sinai orally both ways. Okay, fine. Somehow it was said simultaneously. Now I'm skipping for those who are in the Ramban, I apologize. The Emes Hu Gamkin, this is now, I think it's a relatively famous Ramban, starting from here on in. The Emes Hu Gamkin, Ki Midas Zachar Ramzu B'Mitzvot Aseh. You know that Zachar somehow represents the Mitzvot Aseh, as Chazal said. The idea of doing a mitzvah aseh comes out of the midah of avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to do his will. You want to do his ratzon. You want to offer him something by keeping his Shabbos, by remembering his Shabbos, by doing kiddush for him. Somehow, when you're doing a mitzvah which represents ahava, that connects you with the midah harachamim. Somebody who does the bidding of his master, he's beloved to him. And that causes the master to want to have rachmanis on him. This idea, I don't know anything about Kabbalah. I don't know much about midas and midas harachamim. But I know as a parent, and you guys could probably understand it just from your life, it could be the same exact thing, and we have the same value system, that sometimes we're willing to be mavat there, sometimes we're not. Meaning if we're in a good mood, and if we're in a loving mood, and the child, you're telling him to go upstairs, he's not listening, or he knocks something over when he should have been more careful, you're like, okay, you know what, let's be a little bit better next time. And if it's the kind of time when you're in the mood where, you know what, this kid has to learn, I gotta teach this kid a lesson, so then you're not gonna even move on, you're like, listen, go pick that up right now, or no, you're coming upstairs right now. And it could be that they're both MS in some way. I mean, a kid has to learn. And sometimes, okay, he's just a kid. Have rahmanis on the guy. Somehow, that's how I relate to the idea of midas racham, midas adin. They're both MS. But somehow, Hashem can relate to us in different ways. He can relate to us out of love. He can relate to us out of, he'll do better next time. Or, maybe he didn't really mean it. Let's maybe to give him cut him some slack. And sometimes Hashem says, no, he knows what's right. You got to punish him, chas v'shalom. That's midas adin. So he says the idea of Ava is midas harachamim. Umidas shomor mitzvahs b'mitzvahs lo taaseh, when it says shomor, which is lo taaseh, v'ud l'midas hadin, v'yotei midas hayira. The idea of not doing Hashem's, not doing an avera against Hashem's wrath, and that stems from midas hadin, that stems from yira. Ki hanishmer me'asos davar hara be'eni adonav yira oso. Somebody who does not want to make his adon angry, his adon says, don't do this. He says, well, I don't want to do that, because if I do that, it's going to make him angry. It somehow stems from yira and din. So l'kein mitzvahs ah, now it's one. You know that a mitzvah ase, when we do kiddush, that's greater than not being mechal shabbos. Why? Kemoshe ha'ava gedola mehayira. Having a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the ava has to be dominant. It has to be that we want to get close to him, and we love him, and we want him to love us. That's the ikar and avodas Hashem. Obviously, yira, not the yira that Raman's talking about, I think is the lower level yira, which is in some sifrei machshava, yira ha'onesh, and not necessarily yira ha'romus. But the idea that if we're doing something out of fear of Hashem, we don't want to get punished, that's on a much lower level. Somebody who uses his body, somebody who uses his property, say, I want to kaviyach, give this as an offering to Hashem. Right? Bavavi, Mishkan Evne, right? I want to offer everything I have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing his mitzvot properly. That's greater than somebody who just, I don't want to light a fire on Shabbos, I don't want to cook on Shabbos, or pick up this blade of grass on Shabbos, because I don't want Hashem to punish me or be angry at me. Ulekach amru, therefore the Ramban says, the asi ase v'doche los ase. This whole idea, the ase is doche los ase. Mila v'tzaras, or who knows what, titzis and shatnez, whatever mitzvot ase doche los ase that we have, that's the idea. Somehow if we have a conflict between ahava and yira, so ahava is dominant. And therefore there's a conflict between the mitzvot ase and mitzvot los ase, we're going to give precedence to the ase. Uvneza haya ha'onish v'mitzvot los ase, Gadol of the Osen Bodin Gugon Malchus Amisa. It also explains, I think this is not exactly flowing from the idea before, but this whole general perspective. Since Lo Sase is Midas Hadin, if somebody violates the Averas, which arouse the Midas Hadin, he's going to have this severe punishment. Malchus Amisa. Vein Osen Bodin Rezes Ase Klal Elebemoridin. And we don't punish somebody for not doing a Midas Hase unless he's Mamish Morid. I refuse to build a Sukkah. I refuse to put on Tzitzit. And then could be basically we'll beat him up until he's going to agree. There's no official punishment though. Because it's supposed to be from Midas Ava, you'll nu love it. It says Ina Ose Sukkah Ina Ose Shenander, how you makin also Achi Kabbalah Lava Asos O Achi Teten Aso. But that's not really a punishment. That's more to make sure he's going to do it. But it's supposed to come from a place of love. Okay, so this is a beautiful and interesting Ramban. What to discuss here? That somehow Ava has to be dominant in the Baruch Hashem. Ase Ase the Chalos Ase. The problem is this line that he says Mitzas Ase Gedola Mitzas Los Ase. Lechoris is against the Gemara. Okay, if you look at source number 2. So the Gemara says, "Hey, Mar de Aminan de Ase, Dasi Ase, Dachalos Ase, Los Ase, Greida." The idea that Ase is Dachalos Ase, maybe that's if it's a regular lab with the Chi of Malchus. Los Ase Shishbo Kares Misham Ase Dachid. We know that an Ase can be Dachalos Ase that has a Chi of Kares. Hadar Amar, we answer, "Asu Ase Dachas Los Ase, La Los Ase." How many? Every Ase Dachalos Ase. Isn't a Los Ase more stringent? Meaning, it's more chamor mice to do a Los Ase. Because the ase v'dachile, and nevertheless the ase is dochel alos ase. Malichum rezuto, malichum rabba. What do I care if the lower level mitzvah is going to be doche the relatively stringent avera or the even more stringent avera? Lamaisa, the whole idea that ase dochel alos ase doesn't make sense. The Gemara implies because really it should be that the los ase should be more dominant because that's more chamor. It's a more chamor thing. Can you imagine somebody's not going to make kiddush? He's going to light a fire on Shabbos. Of course, lighting a fire is much more chamor than not making kiddush. So the whole idea says the Gemara that the ase is docha los ase, that's a huge chiddush. So what do we care if the los ase is big docha, is it stringent or even more stringent? Either way, it's greater than the ase. So either way, we don't know why it works, lechora, but either way, the ase should be docha. So Shabbi Kiv Eger in the Gemara there, Ayn Ramban, Parshat Yisro, Bepasuk Zachos Yom HaShabbos. So see the Ramban. What does he mean see the Ramban? Because lechora in the Ramban is mashma the opposite. The Ramban is mashma that an ase is greater, and that's why ase docha los ase. The Gemara says the exact opposite. Really, it says los ase is greater, and nevertheless, Hashem says ase is docha los ase. We don't know why, but that's the rule. it's Sifrei Torah, but that's Mitzvah. How does this Ramban work out with the Gemara? How does it work out with the Mitzvah? Can we really imagine that not making Kiddush would be a greater Chisaron than being Mechal of Shabbos, like doing a Melach on Shabbos? It doesn't seem right. Okay, so the Meshech Chachma talks about this Ramban. L'chol amor agadol shasot Moshe, haramban parashat Yisro, biyar tam da'at elokha dochalosa asei, Chamur. Okay. Now he's not exactly formulating it as a question and a sefira. He's just kind of explaining it to Chedei the Ramban. Av delosa asei chamur. Even though it's clear that a losa asei is more stringent than an asei. Zeb misha ose midas asmo. Some of you says, I'm going to be machal Shabbos. I'm going to be machal Shabbos. I don't want to go get wine. I don't want to go bother. I'm just going to eat kiddush without any. I'm going to eat mazonos without any kiddush. Terrible thing to do, but somebody says, I don't care what Hashem says, I'm going to light a fire, I'm going to cook on Shabbos. The second thing is much, much worse. Somebody who rebels against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, God al chet, oh, that's a greater sin, that's a greater rebellion. That's a much greater chisaron in that person than somebody who says, I'm just not going to make Kiddush today. What the Rambam means as follows. Somebody says, I want to do both. I want to both serve you through mitzvahs asei, through ava. I also want to serve you by being careful not to violate the lavin through yira. Im anu nishkol b'mozne tzedek, we take some sort of righteous scales to see which one is more important. Ma adifa tzvei, which is more critical. Im lavar alos asei ulekaim haasei. Alze aminan deha ose maise mare ava lemitzvahs Hashem Yisparach. Somebody who does the mitzvahs asei, he's showing that he loves Hashem. He loves Hashem. I want to do this mitzvah behiduro. I want to do it with Mizmano, I want to do it in the right way, with the right Kavanah. That shows that he loves Hashem, he wants to get close to him. Somebody says, I want to make sure that when I heat up the food on Shabbos, it's not going to be violating Bishul. What he really is saying is that I want to make sure I don't do any Averus. I want to make sure I don't get an Onesh. The gadol midat ha'ava mihayira eitz l'Hashem Yisparach. And what the Ramban is getting at is that even though if somebody's rebelling against the Kadosh Baruch Hu Rachmanu L'Tzlan, so to do a lav, that's a more terrible sin than to not do an asei. But looking at it from the perspective, not of a chote, but of somebody who wants to serve Hashem, so the ava has to be dominant. L'chein adifa shetitcha ha'ati lo sa'aseh. The case of ha'ati lo sa'aseh. We don't have a guy who's being morei. He comes to the basin and says, I have to do mila b'Shabbos, or I have to do mila b'Taras, or whatever the examples are in the morning Shabbos. What should I do? We say, oh, you don't want to be mechal Shabbos. You want to be mekayim mila. We don't want to violate the law of being chotech Taras. You want to be mekayim mila. So in that case, so the Abba should overwhelm the Yira. You should do a b'tok Abba. But of course, when you're rebelling, so lo sa'aseh is worse. Somebody's wearing shatnez. And the mitzvah hameri, he's not trying to rebel. Hashem told me I should wear tzitzis. I want to wear tzitzis so much. My only beged, or not only my only beged. My beged is wool, is linen. So can I wear it? We say yes, it's okay. אבל כשאוסה נגד רצון השם יספרח, בא לגודל הממרי, ואונשר חבר מי שמסעץ לו, ואין אוסה מצו, זה ביור דבר. Okay, so I feel like it's important, Ramban, somehow the idea of Ase Dosalos Ase connecting that with Avanir. In the Gemara, you don't have an association. I mean, definitely in the Gemara, maybe in Chazal somewhere out there. Association between Avanir and Ase Dosalos Ase. Just unbelievable how the Ramban somehow, he's always reading everything with all of Torah in mind. He's able to make these connections. But also more than that, just the idea that somehow in our Avodas Hashem, I think what the Ramban is getting, it has to be about our relationship. The Midas HaRachamim and Ava, and therefore in our perspective of how we should be serving Hashem, we have to make sure to put the focus on getting close to Him and wanting to love Him. Obviously, Yira has to be a component, but nevertheless, the Ava has to be dominant. Okay, Adkan.
Thanks, guys.